Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Good morning, it's Bill and Jessica Show.
Hey, OC. Cheswick reminds you to drive smart this summer. Slow down and stay alert for pedestrians and bicyclists, especially when you are turning. Brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation State Highway Administration. Visit OCWalkSmart.com. Sunny, hazy, very hot and humid today. Highs near 100.
Yeah, hot today. Mm-hmm. Make sure you drink plenty of ice water. Go jump in the ocean. Go jump in the pool. Get in the AC. Whatever you got to do to keep cool. Don't get dehydrated.
I know.
You very, very important.
Yep.
Very, very important. You know, I love polls. So I got some polls for you. This is coming from YouGov. Okay. In today's survey of 1,042 U.S. adults, currently, about how often do you go out to eat at a restaurant? Let's go around the room. Like where you go and you not take out or delivery.
Not take out or delivery.
When you go and sit down. Like how often do you go out and eat at a restaurant? Would it be like a few times a week, a few times a month, a few times a year, less often or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. Okay, so a few times a month. Mm-hmm. I would say a few times a month for us as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the majority. 36% say a few times a month. 29% say a few times a year. 16% a few times a week, 14% less often, and 5% never. So most people go out a few times a month.
Mm-hmm. A month.
Yeah, maybe like once or twice a week.
Okay.
Probably once
That's
a week.
That's the average. Okay.
Do you think it's generally acceptable or unacceptable for someone dining in a restaurant to bring outside food or drinks into the restaurant?
I think it's unacceptable.
Unacceptable?
Yeah, generally unacceptable.
Yeah, I think it's unacceptable. 71% agree that it's unacceptable. 14% say acceptable. 15% say not sure. Now, I remember there was a place, and I'm pretty sure they still do it because I think the original owner has, like, attached to the land that you can't sell alcohol.
Okay.
In the restaurant. Mm-hmm. But you're allowed to bring it in.
BYOB.
But people do it.
Of course they do that. Yeah, they're allowed to.
But I remember like back in the day going with my family. Cool. Well, going with my family back in the day, it's a crab place.
Yeah.
So I remember you go and you eat there, but people actually did bring their own alcohol because it's part of the deal. Like they do not sell alcohol in that in that place.
And so they allow you to do BYOB?
Correct,
wow,
yes.
That's neat.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then as far as like bringing, like food and stuff, I also remember my grandmom's sister. Okay. Which would be like, what my great aunt, that would be my great aunt. Right. Mm-hmm. She passed away, but I remember she always had to have Total, the cereal.
Got it.
That's old school right there, guys.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So she would bring her Total like to the restaurant breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I think that's acceptable.
You think so?
I don't know. I could.
And she would ask for the bowl of milk.
Right.
But she would eat her food.
Yeah. And she probably would pay for the milk or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I could see.
Because there was quite a few times when they didn't have the Total and there was like a big thing.
Yeah.
Older folks.
I'd be okay with that.
That's a little uncomfortable.
I would be all right with that.
Okay. In another survey, which has nothing to do with restaurants or food or nothing like that, of 1,148 U.S. adults, you know, legalization of marijuana is a thing.
Oh, yes. It is,
you know,
a thing.
It's like a big thing. And it is legal in Maryland. They do have dispensaries. Mm-hmm. Delaware, it's not. They have dispensaries. Has it started?
Yeah, they have dispensaries.
Okay, so it is. But is it? How about recreational?
I don't know.
I don't think it's legal recreational.
I don't think the governor signed it, but then there was another bill. Something did go through. I don't know all the technical stuff behind it. But well, we do have dispensaries.
In a new survey of over 1,100 U.S. adults, have you ever tried marijuana?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know how to smoke a cigarette or anything. I am so lame when it comes to this kind of stuff. I've always been so scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm one of those lame-os. I don't know how to do a vape, a cigar, a cigarette, nothing. Right. A black and mild.
No, that's good.
I don't know how to do it.
No. That's good,
and
though.
And I ask, can someone teach me? And everyone says, no.
No, nobody wants you to.
Okay.
Have you? What about like a gummy or something?
Never.
Well, you've drank before.
Yeah, that's not a gummy, and that's not marijuana.
Okay.
Or a cigarette or anything else.
Well,
I have like, you know, champagne or a Malibu Baby.
All right, Tweet.
You know, carry around that drink all night long.
Yeah, and,
like,
one
take
drink.
Take pictures with it, and I'm like,
you know what? Look.
And I act like I'm drunk, and everybody's like, wow, she's lit. But it's just my normal self. I just act like, you know, I'm like, hey.
Okay, well, just to let you guys know, normally Jessica acts drunk when she's sober. Just she acts drunk like that's her way she acts. And number two, like Jessica's whole like bit that she does, and this is like absolutely 1,000% true. If you don't know Jessica and you like meet her or you see her or whatever out, if she has a drink in her hand, if you've ever seen Jessica out, oh man, she's had a drink in her hand all night. No. This is exactly what Jessica Martinez does.
Oh God.
It's the same drink at midnight that she got at 8 p.m.
Yes, that is correct.
Like she will correct. Walk around.
It's the same drink.
The same one. Like, yes, Jess don't really drink, but she will walk around and act like she does.
Yes, and I sip on it.
Just so she don't feel
my hand in the air and I'm dancing.
Just so
like,
she don't feel left out. Yeah, you will think she's like an alcoholic. Lit. Yeah, but she has one drink for it'll last her 6 hours, and who knows if she even like took a sip of it.
Oh my gosh. There's been times, because my friends know all that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they do shots and different things at the bar, different occasions that we've been out for.
Yeah.
And they'll tell the bartender, like, can you just put cranberry juice in hers? Because, like, yeah. We want her to, like, take the picture with us and do the shot and do all the things. Or even water. One time they did vodka with, like, lime, and they were sucking sugar and, like, I don't know. You had to lick it, suck it, and slurp it and all do all right. That stuff. But anyway, mine had water in it. But we're doing all the things.
Yeah.
You know? And then the videos that they made, because we did cranberry juice in one, water in another one. I had a rum and Coke. It really was just a Coke, but they put the lime on the side.
She even tells you she had a rum and Coke, and it's really a Coke.
No, right.
Yeah.
And I had a rum and Coke. I mean, I did so many shots that night.
You're right.
And we had the pictures.
It's all lies.
Everything, the videos, and we're like, yes, and we're partying. I mean, we're dancing all night and all the things. And yeah, it was cranberry juice and water and a rum and Coke.
Right.
Usually, see, I can have fun like that. None of that bothers me. I will dance all night long. But usually I am the designated driver. And
right,
my friends are like, oh, Jess is going to be the one that's going to get us there, get us back home. But I have a great time. So,
well, in a survey, have you ever tried marijuana? 56% say yes. 41% say no, and 4% prefer not to say.
Oh.
So.
All right.
Also, have you used marijuana in the past month? 79%. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Say yes.
No.
Really?
They say no.
Oh, no. I know. Well, is gummies and all that stuff considered?
I mean, it has THC. If it has THC, I would think so.
Same category.
17% said yes. 4% prefer not to say.
Okay.
That means yes. Mm-hmm. So I would add on that 4% to the 17. But 79% said no.
With, like, the legalization and the dispensaries and things like that, that number was going to be higher.
Yeah. I mean, guess not.
Okay.